Ever wondered why some people radiate vitality while you're dragging yourself through another afternoon slump? The answer isn't willpower or genetics. It's happening right now inside your trillions of cells. Meet your mitochondria, ancient bacteria that merged with human cells billions of years ago and now generate 90% of your cellular energy. These microscopic powerhouses collectively hold more potential energy than a lightning bolt, yet most of us are running on fumes. Modern life, with its processed foods, chronic stress, and sedentary habits, has systematically dimmed what ancient traditions called qi or prana, but what science now recognizes as measurable cellular electricity. Inside each cell, mitochondria work like sophisticated power plants, converting the sunlight captured by plants, which we eat, into ATP, the universal energy currency your body spends on everything from thinking to healing. When functioning optimally, this system hums along efficiently, but three modern behaviors systematically sabotage this process: sitting too much, which tells mitochondria you don't need energy, eating too much sugar, which creates damaging free radicals, and living under relentless stress without recovery, which accelerates cellular breakdown. Here's what most people miss. Mitochondrial health determines not just how energetic you feel today, but your health span, the years you live without disease or disability. Supercentenarians, who live past 110, don't suffer through decades of decline. They compress illness into their final years because their mitochondria stayed robust. The gap between feeling vibrant at 80 versus declining at 60 comes down to how well you maintain these cellular engines. Five evidence-based habits can add 12 to 14 years to your life: avoiding smoking, eating nutrient-dense foods, exercising regularly, maintaining healthy weight, and limiting alcohol. Each directly supports mitochondrial function. What makes this hopeful is that mitochondria respond dynamically. They're not fixed. Strategic stress through practices like weight training, cold exposure, or intermittent fasting can actually multiply mitochondrial numbers and efficiency through a process called hormesis. The key is balance, enough challenge to trigger adaptation, but not so much that you overwhelm your recovery capacity. Your body interprets stillness as a shutdown signal. Without movement, mitochondria reduce energy production, creating the cruel irony where inactivity makes you exhausted. Over 60% of Americans sit 6 to 8 hours daily, a lifestyle more dangerous than being overweight. Constant sitting decreases the fat-burning enzyme lipoprotein lipase, reduces lung capacity, and increases risks of metabolic disorders, heart disease, and cancer by 82%. The solution? NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis, the energy burned doing everything except sleeping, eating, or formal exercise. Walking, housework, even fidgeting signals mitochondria to keep producing energy. Our ancestors were cognitively engaged endurance athletes. Today's Amish average 16,000 daily steps versus typical Americans 5,000. Track your baseline steps, then increase by 1,000 weekly until reaching 7,500 to 11,000 daily. Posture profoundly affects energy. Proper alignment allows optimal lung expansion. A 60-degree forward head tilt equals 60 pounds on your neck. Finally, incorporate play. Unlike repetitive gym routines, playful movement builds adaptability that keeps you resilient as you age. Structured exercise exponentially amplifies mitochondrial capacity beyond daily movement. Regular activity increases mitochondrial output and numbers, promotes autophagy, releases BDNF for brain neurogenesis, and combats aging by increasing oxygen-carrying capacity. Studies show it can reverse visible aging signs by restoring mitochondrial function. Government guidelines recommend 150 to 300 minutes of moderate or 75 to 100 minutes of vigorous aerobic activity weekly, plus twice-weekly strength training. Even 150 minutes weekly decreases premature death risk by 31%. An hour daily improves this to 39%. Cardiovascular exercise at 50 to 70% maximum heart rate builds cardiorespiratory fitness, your capacity to deliver oxygen to muscle mitochondria, which outperforms other risk factors in predicting longevity. high-intensity interval training delivers faster benefits by alternating all-out effort with recovery, excelling at improving mitochondrial function. However, limit HIIT to 60-90 minutes weekly. Exceeding 150 minutes causes mitochondrial dysfunction. Weight training is non-negotiable for longevity, building bone and muscle while amplifying metabolism. After age 25-30, we lose approximately 1% muscle mass annually, potentially 30% by 70. Older adults need at least 1.2 grams per kilogram protein daily, athletes require 1.4 to 1.7 grams, and weightlifters need minimum 1.6 grams. Mind-body practices like yoga offer complementary benefits through deep relaxation, flexibility, and parasympathetic activity. Mitochondria transform food into energy, making nutrition fundamental to vitality. The standard American diet, refined grains, processed meats, sugary beverages, and industrial seed oils, decreases glycemic control and increases disease risk. Eliminate ultra-processed foods that cause gut dysfunction and inflammation. Added sugars are particularly destructive, disrupting blood sugar and microbiome balance. The American Heart Association recommends less than 25 grams daily. Fructose bypasses blood processing, going directly to the liver and potentially increasing visceral fat. Whole fruits remain beneficial due to fiber, vitamins, and phytonutrients. Fat quality matters. Avoid trans fats completely and limit excessive vegetable oils. Choose olive and avocado oils for their lower omega-6 content. Omega-3 fatty acids support brain health, reduce inflammation, and lower cardiovascular disease risk. Most people have a 30-to-1 omega-6 to omega-3 ratio when our ancestors likely had 1-to-1 or 3-to-1, creating inflammatory imbalance. Choose lean beef, fish, shellfish, poultry, wild game, and organ meats. Pastured eggs contain twice the omega-3s as conventional eggs. Modern soil depletion has reduced nutrient density. Focus on grass-fed animal products, fresh local produce, shellfish, nuts, and seeds. Your ideal diet depends on body type and activity level. Active people thrive on higher carb diets. Sedentary individuals need fewer carbs. Blood sugar fluctuations control energy use, fat storage, inflammation, and chronic disease risk. When you eat, glucose triggers insulin to unlock cell receptors. Chronic overeating causes insulin resistance. Cells lock against glucose, forcing your pancreas to produce more insulin. Excess glucose stores as glycogen in liver and muscles, then as triglycerides in fat cells, and finally as dangerous ectopic fat around organs. Even thin people develop TOFI, thin outside, fat inside. Eventually, overwhelmed mitochondria malfunction, creating inflammatory byproducts, leading to diabetes. Continuous glucose monitors revolutionize biohacking by measuring blood sugar in real time. Keep a food diary alongside CGM data to discover how foods affect your energy and mood. While the CDC defines normal fasting blood sugar as 99 milligrams per deciliter or lower, many practitioners prefer 85 milligrams per deciliter. Post-meal glucose should stay below 140 milligrams per deciliter. To optimize, avoid refined carbs, take vinegar before meals, and eat vegetables first, then protein, then starches. Exercise before or after meals dramatically improves glucose disposal. One study showed a 79-point drop after 36 minutes of yoga following pancakes. For optimal metabolic health, wait until blood sugar drops below 85 milligrams per deciliter before eating again. We're built for acute stress followed by recovery. The problem is chronic, unrelenting stress. Acute stress activates our fight or flight system, releasing cortisol, disrupting sleep, and boosting inflammation. The generalized unsafety theory explains how low-level environmental factors keep our nervous systems perpetually activated, while modern isolation disrupts our evolved need for community. Heart rate variability, HRV, measures time between heartbeats and recovery speed. Low HRV indicates chronic stress. High HRV signals resilience. The vagus nerve controls HRV by connecting organs to brain. Stimulate it through aggressive gargling twice daily, tongue scraping until you gag, singing, chanting Om, laughing with friends, and chewing gum. Breathing directly affects HRV. Belly breathing increases vagal tone and triggers relaxation, while rapid chest breathing activates stress. Try resonant frequency breathing. Inhale 4 counts, exhale 6, or box breathing. Inhale, hold, exhale, hold, all for 4 counts. Sleep promotes healing, memory consolidation, and brain cleansing. Regulate it with morning sunlight, limited evening blue light, consistent schedules, and bedtime routines. For women, menstrual phases create energy seasons. Menstruation is winter, rest. Follicular phase is spring, building. Ovulation is summer, peak energy. Luteal phase is fall, winding down. Each requires different approaches to work, exercise, and nutrition. Social disconnection drives disease more powerfully than smoking or obesity. The 80-year Harvard study identified close relationships as the greatest factor in long-term happiness and health. Yet technology correlates with mental health disturbances, especially in Gen Z, through unrealistic beauty standards and dopamine hijacking. Loneliness increases risks of cognitive decline, dementia, and premature death. Women's oxytocin dominance enables powerful connection building. This hormone creates calm while promoting fat burning, insulin sensitivity, and reduced visceral fat. Boost it through meaningful social investment, physical touch, gratitude, and compassion. Love is the ultimate secret to extended health span, the force creating vitality and meaning. When we nurture our bodies and cultivate mitochondrial energy, we become capable of loving others and elevating communities. Your energy ripples outward, lighting up everyone around you. Start today. Move your body, fuel wisely, rest deeply, and connect authentically. Your spark is waiting.